by 2 capsules of MensMax twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMaker, an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with Oat-Toxic Polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. And welcome back. We have the amazing Stan Deo. Stan's been on years ago. Want to have him on regularly now. Stan is a genius, honestly. And he has a lot of deep knowledge in a lot of areas in prepping and many other areas, especially one of the topics I want to bring up is something you've developed called EMP Shield. But let's start off with the news. What are the key stories you're concerned about, and what are your analysis of the events that are transpiring, Stan?
Well, gosh, there's a lot of news. Certainly we've got the political news over in the Middle East with the deal between Iran and the United States and the Iranians allegedly shooting down one of our drones over there. That's part of a key incident that we're looking at, forcing perhaps the Palestinians to come to the peace table with Israel and surrounding Arab states, but that we can talk about that in a minute. That's certainly in the forefront of attention. The changes in our weather, our climate here in the United States this year have been enormous, and there's a number of things to talk about there. The EMP shield that Tim and I developed, which is now on sale, I mean, or we're selling it now, is something that came out of a talk I had with President Trump's favorite uncle back in 1983 before he died. And he passed on some information to me about electromagnetic and electric methods of getting energy out of the sun from our atmosphere. And so while we were working on that project, Tim and I had to develop something to shield it. And that's how the EMP shield got developed, and we can talk about that. So pick a spot. I mean, there's just so much going on. I don't know where to start.
Well, the first question is, I have my skepticals on about whether Iran did this because the timing is pretty bad. To have the Prime Minister of Japan visiting and have a Japanese tanker hit in the Gulf of Oman seems very suspicious. And who's going to benefit from it? Because there's some chaos masters and want a war. Secondly, what are the consequences? Well, first off, if you have even just a chaperoning of tankers in the Gulf of Oman, you could have the spike of oil prices and kind of crash the world economy, which, of course, the globalists want to make sure that happens because then Trump can't get reelected because he's basically riding on the wave of the economy. That's number one. Number two thing is that we talked in the last hour with Harley Schlanger about the Belt and Road program, which goes back to the 1980s with Lyndon LaRouche, which is basically a modern version of the Silk Road. And trade will preempt war, but we're literally teetering on chemical, biological, and weather warfare with major powers like Russia and China. There's five nations with weather modification technology. We and the Russians are the most advanced. And the situation now is pretty iffy. Right now we're in economic warfare with Iran because they want to enrich uranium to make nukes. They've done some kind of obscene things because, unfortunately, Muslim countries do say obscene things because they want to bring about the Mahdi and the end of their age that brings forth their Islamic world empire. And that's kind of, like, insane. But on the other hand, we have a situation where the power brokers want to move things now. I mean, I have a list of nations that I think could have done this attack against this drone. It turns off it was a Global Hawk. And I'm very familiar with these systems because they had classified clearance. And there's a thing called the Reaper. The Global Hawk is just a surveillance drone. It costs about $130 million. The Reaper is one that's actually weaponized. And they can travel about 357 miles an hour. Up to 14,500 miles at 60,000 foot elevation, which is above commercial airliners, but they managed to take it out. So my guess is they had an advanced anti-missile system, probably helped them, the Russians helped them. And I wonder, to me, it's either a rogue person inside the Iranian regime that did it, or it's somebody else. It may be on our side, because we know that documents that came out from the Judicial Watch that show that we funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I mean, like the toy story company that's out of business now called Toys R Us, I use sarcastically the term terrorists are us. We're behind a lot of the bad stuff, including the drug cartels or Fast and Furious during Obama's administration, where we gave guns to supposedly our cartels that didn't have serial numbers. And the only way you get those ones without serial numbers not filed off is they come from our government, from the CIA, NSA, or FBI. So, you know, we're on one side doing one thing, but we're on the other side creating chaos, like the PNAC document where they want to do regime change in the Middle East. And, of course, one of the lists of their nations is Syria, which hasn't yet fallen completely. So I'm very suspicious when I see what happened here a week before the G20 summit. Trump's wanted to work out trade. If you work out trade, you're probably not going to go to war. So, and war can have some untoward effects or things you don't anticipate. Even if we have more advanced weapons, you can still kill most of the American population. It can be different. It can be different kinds of things. It can be an EMP, it can be a cyber attack, or it can be just not prepared for something like you mentioned in the break before the show this morning, why we all need EMP shield, because the greatest danger is probably not each other. It's an EMP from a low solar minimum coronal mass ejection that takes out the power grid, and literally, like the Carrington event of 1859, all the power lines and most people power lines in their homes or businesses would go on fire. And they need to have EMP protection for their solar panels and their homes or their business, and the military and even radar bases. So I see a lot of players knowing parts of the issue. I see a lot of warmongers wanting to start something. I see a lot of chaos happening, but common sense, luckily Trump pulled back from that attack last night, because that could have started off something that we didn't anticipate that could not only crash the world economy, but kill a lot of people.
You know, Bill, when you say we're doing this, you know, the United States, I guess as a country you might say that, but understand or remember that we are a democracy, and the left here and the deep staters, you know, unfortunately have access to doing things like this surreptitiously.
Oh, yeah, it's not the whole country. It's a small, tiny fraction of crazy men and other participators that are doing surreptitious, sneaky, sneaky things. Like, for example, Trump just found out, for example, that we are doing cyber warfare against Russia. Now, they're obviously going into our power grid. I have classified sources that the Russians have hacked into our air traffic controllers, our water treatment facilities, and even our sewage treatment. But so is everybody. I mean, the fact is that this, why does this information come out from the New York Times right a week before Trump's supposed to meet in the G20? To embarrass his meeting with Putin, who's, by the way, paranoid, and these guys are foxy, but they're also dangerous. And if you cage and put them in a dangerous position economically and otherwise, untoward and unexpected things can happen, right?
Yeah, you know, boy. You've raised so many questions. This EMP thing with the sun, I've been warning about this for the last couple of months,
right,
as you're aware. We're in a solar sunspot minimum, which means there should be little, if any, sunspots on the sun. But over the last 2 months, there's been one pair of sunspots that were so big. I mean, it's like 25 times the size of the Earth. I mean, it's huge. And last month, like a ring around this one big sunspot started forming little crowns, like on a king's crown, that were pinpoints of light coming up. And then all of a sudden it released four coronal mass ejections, CMEs, all at the same time aimed at Earth. Now, fortunately, they weren't strong enough to do more than just minor magnetic storm damage. But if that continues, that spot, and it does release a major coronal mass ejection or flare in the next 30 days or whatever, or every 28 days thereafter it comes around, then we are going to see a lot of damage here, like you were mentioning in the Carrington event of 1859. You and I were talking, you know, before the show about how bad that was when we only had telegraph lines, and
right,
it was throwing like 3-foot arcs out and causing fires along the telegraph line, and even burned the hands of some of the telegraph operators who had their hands on the keys when it happened. And, you know, it happened over a period of several hours. But just between you and me in the fence post, the Air Force, I talked to them down in Australia when I was still down there at the IP, at the Atmospheric Prediction Center, the West Coast facility the Air Force runs down there. And they are deadly afraid of EMP storms, which last for hours from the sun, as we approach this current 25th cycle. They are more afraid of an EMP attack from the sun than they are from the Koreans or Russians or whatever, because those bombs, although they will damage us and wipe out a lot of stuff that's not protected, they only last, those effects, for, you know, several hundred millionths of a second, or maybe a millionth of a second, and they're done. With the sun, it goes on for hours. So
right,
they are deadly afraid of that one. That's a harder one to prepare for. Fortunately, what we've designed will not do that. But, boy, if it's not our neighbors, it's the sun and an act of God. And how do you don't mitigate that too easy.
Right. In fact, I actually have been doing some research on this. In fact, I have a couple books, Robert Felix's book on solar cycles and ice ages and so on. And I've got another book by a gentleman, by Dr. Ben Davidson, Weatherman's Guide to the Sun. And I've been looking into this, that The sun has direct effects on several different things on the actual planet. Firstly, we've been over a period of over 1,000 years, a gradual shift of the poles. And we have two north poles now. They're moving really rapidly during the year, but they're actually migrating into Siberia, and two south poles. And we have a South Atlantic anomaly that's a giant geomagnetic hole in the ionosphere and the ozone protection layer. From the South Atlantic and out at 22,000 miles, it's 5 times the diameter of Earth. Now, we're likely to have a Carrington-type event, or an event like the 1980s, which is a third of the strength of that, that knocked out the power grid and the James Bay Hydro Project. If even the James Bay Hydro Project happened again and was aimed directly at, say, the United States or Europe, it would knock out their power grid and destroy much of their infrastructure. And we're not prepared for the fires that might start, or the collapse of the communication systems and railways or anything. And the problem I see is that our society doesn't have, like Dr. Pai, who's on the commission that was ignored by Obama, surge protectors for our UHF transformers. We have 10,000 in America. Total worldwide production is only 200 a year, and most of them are made now in China. None of them are made in the West or in the United States anymore. We should probably have what's called plasma buried power lines, so you don't need a recharge station every so many hundred miles to recharge the alternating current and then reboost it. What we have is a situation where we're teetering on a catastrophe. And to be honest, you're right, the sun is more dangerous than probably any other nations, because EMP will last for hours, not milliseconds, right?
Oh, yeah. That's just, I mean, our device will protect all the instruments that we hook it up to, like a solar panel, inverters and combiners, that kind of stuff, or to your home. It'll protect you for that. But the one from the bombs, the EMP bombs that people might launch at us, those are sudden and intense and put a big charge running down the power grid lines to your house. And as you mentioned, they can create a fire there at the breaker box or within the wiring of your house if all of that sudden voltage that comes in, 6 millionths of a second or so, doesn't get chunked down into the ground.
Right.
And people have asked us, well, look, why should we even worry about shielding, the stuff in our house? If the power goes, we're not going to have power, and that's it. And I tell them, look, for people that do have backup power, your neighbors and friends or whatever you might know, they will still need devices like computers and, sat phones and various other things to communicate with and shortwave. If you've got some of those things, those are going to be valuable assets to trade or use on their power. To rebuild, you need to have that kind of equipment because things wear out. And, I make the point then, and then I say, look, if you're one of those people that already has, like, solar panel backup and wind system backup and diesel and other kinds of generators, then you're going to be looked upon by your neighbors as a reconstruction center after that hits.
Right. And in fact, in my home, I have a 20-kilowatt propane generator with two 500-gallon tanks. I have 24 350-watt, the latest American-made solar panels. I want to get silicon salt batteries, but I want to get your surge protectors on my home, which I'm going to do next. That's one of the first things I'm going to do in the next few weeks, is to get your surge protectors, because I believe we're in a exquisitely dangerous time for a coronal mass ejection from the sun. The other ones from the other nations are there, but they're minor by comparison to the danger of the sun itself. And
they can
still hurt us, but here's the other thing, is there's a very grave possibility that a lot of our weather and even our ice age cycles might be tied to solar activity, too. I don't know if you've researched that, but I've been seeing more and more evidence that there may be some linkage between solar activity and ice ages.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've looked at that as you said, you've done as well. And the evidence is there. It far outweighs the effect of human industry and animal populations and gas, making us a greenhouse effect so that we have this climate change. That's a minor part. It's the sun. People weren't alive.
Yeah.
We didn't have industry back when these ice ages formed and then gradually passed. It's the sun. And why would why would the other planets in our system be overheating at the moment? Even Jupiter's red spot is unwinding at the moment.
Right. Yeah, I think when you start asking, as I say on my show, the most important thing is not thinking you have the answer. Ask better and better questions. You realize your previous a priori assumptions most of the time are incorrect. Back here with the amazing Stan Deo. Again, standeo.com, and we've got the link out for... Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, as herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com and take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity, and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He got $250,000 for the procedure, right? And welcome back. We got to end here. Now, this EMP thing is something really big. I'd like to cover this. I think there's alternatives for Trump. I think, first off, he should get his allies on side to get a new agreement with Iran. They can do on-the-ground validation that there's no enrichment. The same thing as North Korea. I want to have on-the-ground validation that they're dismantling their nuclear weapons. And by the way, these weapons were supplied, including I have classified sources that Rosatom in Moscow from Putin supplied all the rocket engines and guidance systems for Kim's nuclear facilities. He didn't invent this, the North Korean scientists. They're just simply a proxy of Russia and China. And Russia and China need to smarten up that having proxy nations like North Korea or Iran or Venezuela, where there's in La Orchilla Island, Russian nukes sitting there in La Orchilla Island, is not a smart move, because ultimately, they're going to get caught. Satellite photos and gravitational imaging with torsion field imaging from space is going to find them. They can even see nuclear isotopes up to miles below the ground. Rates are even so-called radiation shielding. And so I think Trump has lots of options besides, you know, starting a stupid tit-for-tat war.
And ask you this. You're familiar with the Middle East situation and President Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, are dead set on making this peace treaty between the small people, the Palestinians, and Israel and the other Arab nations around.
Right.
Now, the Palestinians are the weak link in all this, because they have said they will not come to the table, will not even discuss it. Now, what would make the Palestinians change their mind? Not more money. It's got to be something that scares them. If Israel is involved, and the United States, obviously, in a nuclear response to Iran or in Syria, say, hitting Damascus, if that happens, it will scare the heck out of not only the Palestinians, but all of the Arab nations around there, because they don't want a nuclear war. They'll get the fallout. Now, with that in mind, and how Daniel said in the Bible, that the Antichrist of this age will come to power with the help of a small people, not a nation, a small people. And the Palestinians are a small people, not a nation yet.
Right.
And I see these moves being set up to create an armed conflict, a brief one, which will make the whole world stand up, all the countries of the world say, wait, let's pause, let's have a treaty, you know, with Israel and with the Palestinians. Let's all come together and make a happy time. That will force the issue, and that will be the peace treaty. And if that's the case, there's some prince in the mix that's going to sign that, and he'll be the Antichrist. This is going to be an interesting few months.
Right. Well, here's what I see. We've talked about this with Ken Klein. I don't think it necessarily has to be a seven-year thing, but there is going to be some kind of peace accord coming forward. Most people talk about the idea of either a two-state solution. Others talk about the idea of Palestine being a state within the state of Israel with its own degree of central autonomy. The Palestinians, interestingly, genetically, if you actually study their genes, and I have an Israeli contact, that the genes of the Palestinians, 87% are actually ancient Hebrews. They converted to Islam. Their one relatives that didn't back many centuries ago were put to the scimitar and killed. And it's interesting that the State of Israel, a lot of the citizens in Israel are Khazarians. They converted with King Balaam back in the 9th century. And in fact, they're not genetic ancient genetic Hebrews. They're actually converted. So what we have to understand here is it's very different than what we think. Modern Judaism also is pretty well apostate. They follow the Talmud of Babylon, the Sefiot Zaira. Now, I tell people, if you're a Jew and haven't read these things, read them. Now, there are a small number, like my friend Josh Bernstein, who's on the third hour on Mondays. But the vast majority of Jews are either agnostics or they're basically atheistic, or they're involved with some high-level secret order. And that's really unfortunate because the word Jew means praiser. In fact, God had the Jews pray, walk around Jericho to make the walls fall out. What I see happening, though, this agreement is supposed to be renounced by Jared Kushner, who worships this guy, Rabbi Kushner, Rabbi Schneerson, who died at, I think, over 100 years of age. And basically, there's a lot of Jewish rabbis who are starting to believe this other rabbi that in his post, you know, death documents showed that he believes that the actual Messiah was Yeshua, Jesus. So I think that there's a number of Jews that are in a position now where they realize they reconstituted the Sanhedrin in 2016. The rabbinical council is set up to actually start a sacrifice. They have an altar they did on the Christmas ceremony last Christmas for, what's that ceremony for 8 days? It's called...
For the oil, you mean?
They had 8 years of days of oil, yeah.
Yes, right, that.
It missed my mind just for a second. Anyway, what happened is they did a sacrifice of grain and wine, and they didn't get an authorization from Jerusalem to do the blood sacrifice of a lamb. But they have this altar on the back of a truck. It looks like rock, but it's actually kind of, you know, some kind of artificial rock altar that they set up. And the Temple Mount Association could put a tabernacle of Moses up and haul it in there and put it up overnight with lights. But it's not going to be on the Temple of Antonius. It's below the eastern gate at the Springs of Gihon, which the Jews already control. Now, I'm not sure exactly what they're trying to do, because I think there are some Jewish rabbis think if they start a sacrifice in Jerusalem, now that the American embassy's moved there, they're going to somehow tweak and bring forth God to bring forth the Messiah. That's my suspicion from talking to my Jewish friends there, because I have friends that are also the Messianic Association in Dizengoff circles in Tel Aviv for Israel, where a lot of Jews, including post-Russian Jews, have come back and become believers. But what I see things happening with Jared Kushner is, in a sense, a Kabbalistic warlock. And people don't know this. They don't understand the modern Jews that believe in Schneerson believe, in a sense, that they're like wizards, like the wizard of the Trilogy of the Ring, you know, like Saruman the Magnificent.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people don't get it that, you know, a two-state solution, I can't see how it's going to work. I mean, I can't see it with the Palestinians. They're so determined they're building tunnels and want to kill Jews. And in fact, they're actually ancient Hebrews and Jews themselves. But they don't know it. They don't know their own genetics by geneticists from Jerusalem, from Israel, checked this and found out that, in fact, the Palestinians are more Hebrew and Jewish than the so-called population of Israel that call themselves Jews. It's weird,
isn't
it?
Well, I didn't know that. Wow.
That's weird. And the thing that I find bizarre, see, my family on my mother's side were Syrian Maronites, and my family's mother's family name was Naima, which is the Naomi tribe of the Medes that married the daughter of the king of the Medes 2,800 years ago because they were the family line of Moses. And what I see happening, because my family were very familiar. My great-great-grandfather, who was a basha, owned the primary caravan that traveled from Damascus, Syria, to China twice a year. The largest caravan for thousands of years was owned by my grandparents and their family going back thousands of years. The Silk Trail.
Right.
All right? So I have a very clear understanding of the Middle East. And the problem is these factions were made much worse by the British when they discovered oil in the Middle East. Because after that, things started to balkanize. They started to break things up and started amplifying the factionization of the Middle East. The Middle East right now is a trigger. So, for example, if Hezbollah, if we attack, let's say, Iran, and Hezbollah decides to attack Israel, Israel's going to release what's called the Samson option. Now, people don't know that they actually have a nuclear bomb planted in every capital of every major country on Earth. Israel does. They also have space-based weapons in their own imaging system called ImageSat. I have all the classified information on this. And if anybody is foolish enough to think they can take out Israel and not face annihilation, they're crazy. And that includes Russia and China.
Bill, let me ask you this. Who are the real Jewish people in, you know, the Middle East? Are they the Sephardi, the Spanish Jews, or who are they?
The Sephardic and the black Jews from Ethiopia are actually more Jewish than the so-called white Jews that are living in Israel. They're only about 2 or 3% are actually of ancient Hebrew and Jewish blood.
Right.
The problem is, unless you actually, and you can track it through their X chromosome, their Y chromosome genetics, to know who are part of the Kohanim, right? And I'm a Kohanim, okay?
Right.
My family are my mother's side Kohanim.
Right.
The fact is, though, it doesn't make you special. It means God had two, we call scapegoats, to go into the desert. And in fact, I think God set up the example in the human race of the nation of the two houses of Israel, Ephraim and Judah, And part of the tribe of Judah is the tribe to build a house up, or Benjamin, because the Benjamites brought in false fire into the temple, and God allowed the Kohanim to kill half of them. So he let the other half of the tribe join the Jews. So the Jews are Jews and Benjamites. And what people don't understand is most of the nations that founded North America and Europe are descended from the Benjamites, or the Ephraimites, that were cast off by the Medo-Persians, just like the Russians who brought them thousands of miles away, dissecting them away from their book and their songs and their music. And they don't realize that's why the isles north of Scotland are called the Hebrides in Hebrew, because they're called the islands of the Hebrews. The ancient people...
Would be Ephraim and Manasseh, right?
Right. So the Ephraimites include all the tribes of Europe, all of the Welsh, the Scottish, the Irish, the Germans, the French, whatever, the British. Those people are Ephraimites. In fact, I've got a James Poole's book from 1860 that proves this. And I have many sources that prove that, in fact, the founding nations of Britain, Europe, Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand are all descended from the Ephraimites. We're all Ephraimites. We're all from the Ephraim.
And well, where did the tribe of Manasseh come in?
Manasseh basically are primarily the Arabs across the Middle East. And by the way, they're our brothers in a sense, because they're very close. And is the largest group of Christians inside Israel, believe it or not, are Arab. They're not even Jewish or so-called, you know, white Christians. They're Arab Christians. The largest group of Christians in the Middle East and in Israel are Arab, which is interesting, hey?
It'd be interesting to have a genetic map of the planet to see where everybody came from, wouldn't it?
Well, some of these companies like Ancestry.com have it. Now, I think what God is doing is he's going to bring us to the point where we're only going to rely on God. I mean, you can do eschatology and you can predict this and that, but I'll tell you what I see happening. I see that we're getting closer and closer to a time where if we don't rely on God, we're going to really be in trouble. That's why, for example, God wants us to do things like get EMP as shield and have food and self-protection and be ready to deal with disasters. I think that if we just rely on our government or even our leaders, for example, Donald Trump doesn't know all the issues. He doesn't know how to even fix things to counteract the people on health care and the socialists. We've talked about this in other shows. What I see happening in the Mideast is he has enough sense to know that there's somebody trying to manipulate him into a war right before the G20 meeting. And I don't think it's the usual regular players. I know that we support and bring forth ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I know that we, through the SAD, Special Activity Division, support organ trade and the drug trade. The drug cartels in Central Mexico and the Central America and in Afghanistan could never operate without the operation of our intel agencies collaborating with them. People don't want to hear that. They want to think that America always does right. We do both things. We do the most good in the world and also some of the most evil. We do both.
I'm sure that's why the good Lord says to pray for your leaders, because they have a strong job to do. Wow.
Right. And Donald Trump basically is a good man trying to do the right thing. I don't know if he is like his father, a Scottish Rite Mason, but I suspect he might have been, but I don't think he is one. I think he's, I call a pre-Christian. Even the people that focus on the family call him a baby Christian. I don't know if he reads his Bible regularly, but he does have prayer in the White House. I know people that actually set up the prayer in the White House. But we need to have people like President Trump have a mano-a-mano talk to people like you and me that know what's going on from the guts. Like, I work with Operation Top Off in Dark Winter in 97 with Reserve Admiral Hughes on radiological and biological terrorism. I know what's going on with the Virtual World Project, the primary node at Shreve Air Force Base, which is, quote, the Matrix. I know the New World Order is going to come out of America, not Brussels, not Moscow, not Beijing, not South Africa. It's going to come from America. We are the most powerful nation in artificial intelligence, space-based weapons, bioterrorism, genetic engineering, military prowess. And in the next few years, once we can protect ourselves against EMP and missile defense weapons, if Trump gets reelected, no nation will ever be able to make war with America. Ever. And then I think to some extent the other nations are terrified of that, because they know that we're really close to being unbeatable and in total control of also the financial order of the world, too. Because if we close you off, your economy crashes.
Pride goes before a fall, though.
Yeah, America is like many, many tekel peris in the wall of the Babylonian temple when the king was going to lose his kingdom that night.
Right.
Remember, many, right. many.
Cardiovascular is a seven synergistic.
Pretty crazy, hey?
Containing a number of amazing
nutrients. Yeah, it is. You know, I wonder how President Trump actually gets any sleep, because the stuff he does, the projects he's working on that come to light, you know, periodically, you know that there's been a lot of discussion he's had with advisors and stuff on it. How does one man do that and not collapse in a heap eventually? You know, it's just amazing.
Well, I know a couple of things. First off, not only is a blood descendant of the guy that ran the Crusades from Germany to the Mideast back, I think, around the 11th century. He was actually the
tincture or capsule. 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom. tandem from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So let's get into some of the other amazing links we have that we're going to talk about that are in your site. You've done a lot of stuff here. You not only have the EMP Shield military testing, you got EMP Shield About Us, etc., but you've got a number of other websites too. You got Standeo, your books, Cosmic Conspiracy. You've got Standeo, all your books. You've got the Pusa.
Well, one of the important ones, though, you know, is the Dare to Prepare book that Holly put together, and has been updating
that.
It through the years.
How late is the update on that? Because Holly Dale, your wife, has done a lot of the work in updating that book, which is a big book. It's got a lot in it.
Yeah,
Dare to Prepare.
I think Holly was our last update on Dare 18. Yeah, 2018. Yeah.
Well, just so last year.
Yeah, yeah. We have first responder schools that even use it. So. It's a really top-notch preparation for... It's not like going out and eating worms in the desert or something, but it's how to prepare your home and business, you know, and keep normal life going on while you prepare.
Right. I tell there's layers. This layer, getting their book, getting a basic and trauma life support course from your local EMTs, and also signing up to be an extension of your local... Sheriff, I think it's a good idea to actually work. And one of the things I want to do once I get myself a little more settled is to sign up to actually help the sheriff to organize. Because I'm an EMT trauma doctor, and I'm retired now, but I'm sure I could be less than useless to try to help if there is a disaster, because there's not going to be enough EMTs and doctors and people around when things really get nuts. And we're not really prepared for anything catastrophic, are we?
No, sadly not. That's what we're trying to do, you know, with people like us that are doing preparation manuals and EMP shields for EMP warfare.
Right.
In Holly's book, she has a whole section on how to prepare your house to withstand the fallout from a nearby nuclear detonation, how
right.
you can live
and,
there.
I think people also, there's some bad eschatology where a lot of Christians are preaching that if things get bad, Christians are going to get raptured. If you actually study the Hebrew and Greek and have an Aramaic Bible, the rapture is taking evil out of the world, so God is going to allow evil to kind of amalgamate itself together in such a way it's actually going to be taken out of control. If there, you know, two are in the field and one's taken, the one taken isn't good, it's evil. And people need to realize God wants to have the Edenic covenant restored, so he wants a remnant of human race on earth. And as we spread across the galaxy and the cosmos, he wants us to be his bride, so he wants to marry us. That's what the marriage supper of the Lamb is, God returning and marrying the remnant human race to create a sanctified human race that basically becomes a bride of God. And, you know, with extended lifespans, though it says, though you die at 100, it'll be like the years of a child. As we spread not only and we make the earth like the Edenic covenant to restore the years of mankind, because one of the things that's an end-time sign is the restoration of man's long lifespan. And I'm working with other doctors on that. In fact, we have the first product in the world with patents last week that actually bring you to the uterine state where you have all the building blocks of the, in the utero where you don't age. And I have patents on it now as of last week. So
what
people
need differentiated cells or what?
It's what I've done is I've taken the red deer velvet from antlers in New Zealand and put in a special capsule gel so the molecules aren't destroyed by the stomach acids and pepsin and the succus entericus from your pancreas. And it supplies the building blocks. So in utero, you don't age. I prayed for years to find out what time in human lifespan you actually don't age. And when you're in utero and you're connected to a placenta, you don't age. Even though you're getting rid of cells, apoptosis, and regrowing larger organs, you actually don't age physically when you're in utero. It's only when the umbilical cord is cut that you age. And that's, in fact, when you're born and come through the pubic arch, they should call it not your birth date, but your death date, because it's the first day you start to die. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and your birth date actually is the day of conception, which is why even Chinese cultures, when you're born, you're considered at least a year old, because you're not a year, you're at least 9 months old. So because your actual day of conception is the day you're born. You're born, and when your template of your cells and your genes are fused with the egg and sperm, and you're a separate genetically distinct human being, even you're in utero, a little tiny egg dividing into the notochord, and the cell types are going to become a heart and brain and other tissues.
Don't you find that interesting, though, how the map of where every cell in your body follows that map to know that it's going to be a liver or a toe or whatever, or skin? How does it know where it's supposed to form of a cell?
I'm working on that. In fact, I presented my first lecture in 1982 called Phonon Measure Cytogenetics on quantum biocircuits, and I now have oscilloscopes to measure the quantum biocircuits of the body. And there's two types of frequency. One frequency is frequencies are atomic plasma resonance of minerals that your telomere talks to your ion channels to let them produce messenger RNA to turn on your genes to make structural proteins and enzymes. That's 7% of your DNA, 32,500 proteins and enzymes. And the other 93% I call origami DNA, how to build a right hand or an eyeball or a foot. And I'm working out the mathematics of how it's hierarchical, like computer code, of how all life forms are a voice. There's like the voice of God speaking to your DNA and your cells to create organs, and you fractionally clone yourself into your new body every time you go to sleep, and your stem cells rebuild you, and your brain and your central nervous system sends a phonon measure signal to your organs to how to rebuild and photocopy into your new body. So no one's older than a 7-year-old. We're all 7-year-olds once we're 7 years old.
And our body, every 13 years that they replaced all the cells.
Seven. And although some cells seem to persist, we actually make new neurons and so on, too, and new neural connections. So some tissues are as little as 4 or 5 days, you know, like your gut cells. But when you actually look at... Yeah, interesting,
You know the phantom limb syndrome that the vets have when they lose an arm or a leg?
And right.
They still think it's there? Do you think that it's really there electrically and without dedifferentiated cells or stem cells to go out and build, that it doesn't rebuild, but it could if we opened up?
Yeah, exactly. That's why you see the if you take a these little insects, these little lizards, and you chop off a limb, you can actually do that. But you actually take someone with phantom limb syndrome, and you can see the curly in photography of a projected limb or trying to turn into a limb from the end of the stump. You can actually see that projected biomagnetic frequency pattern. I'm using oscilloscopes to actually measure the frequency pattern. To look at the atomic resonance that regulates your genes and what I call origami DNA, how to build organs and tissues. In other words, if we have the mathematics worked out properly, we'll be able to take someone's cells and grow them new legs.
Yeah, I believe that.
Or right now we can do it. I do epigenetic frequency treatment using the Sonic Life Machine from South Korea. We have the ProGen 3, the Accutron, and the Pearl M Plus that can generate epigenetic frequencies for atomic resonance of minerals. And I can determine those frequencies from quantum testing, blood tests, and now I'm working on quantum resonant analysis at their acupuncture points, because I discovered, for example, 20 years ago using a Keithy Enterprises frequency spectral analyzer in picovolts and microamps, that if you had cancer, I could tell what bones you metastasized to because the frequency would show up in the bones before the bone scan came back. Or if you had rheumatoid in the right knee, you'd have a frequency pattern different than the left knee that's not affected. So although you have the antibodies to attack the joint, unless you have the quantum biocircuit, the disease can't exist. Same thing with plants. If you put a pulse magnetic field and mineralize a plant, it'll have higher vitamin content and food content and flavor. So frequency regulates everything. It's like origami dolls. The outside frequency hologram regulates your genes. Your genes condense into physical physiology and reality.
You know, Bill, I agree with that. I started years ago accelerating my plants' germination by playing certain music or tones to them, you know, and by experiment I realized that you don't put the speakers left and right because it causes them to saw off the plant, because the stone or the sand in the soil acts like a scissor and cuts them off. But you put the sound from above and down, and they grow faster.
Right. And by the way, if you know the plasma resonant frequencies of the minerals that need the plant, because every mineral determines what vitamin is going to be in the plant and what flavor it'll have. So if you have the right minerals, that's why I call it the Sabbath rest. And our demineralized food, I call it the food of famine right now. We have demineralized soil since the late 1940s to the mid-1990s where the U.S. Department of Agriculture tested it. And if you don't remineralize soil minerals from, say, the Sea of Life, I call it, not the Dead Sea, but the Sea of Life, you can't have a gene activation because minerals determine which genes are turned on. They're the primary thing that controls gene induction is mineral resonance and then amino acids.
Right.
So you're right. Plants are, if you put the, we have the you know, Sea of Life minerals. If you put it in the soil and you, especially if you have liposomes, you can have massively increase the growth of the plant, especially if you have a pulsed magnetic field or sound or music. And the musical notes can be on the ancient Fibonacci scale. It was the same musical scale that King David did when he played to, before he was king, he played to King Saul. And the same frequencies that the ancient musicians in India and elsewhere knew, these are resonant frequencies based on 432 hertz that are the same resonant scale as the minerals that regulate your genes.
How did you get the information on King David playing those notes?
Well, because we have lots of sources. Dr. Truat did a lot of work, and I have other sources, too.
Have you read Dr. Becker's book on the body electric?
Yes, I have it. Right. I know Dr. Becker, yeah. I didn't know him for a long time.
Right.
Yeah, I've been doing work on this area for a very long time. I have a patent on a machine I developed called the Dynatens in 1986. And I've been working on the area for 40 years on quantum bioresonance. And what I see happening is we don't understand. That's why the wars of the future are wars with drones and direct energy weapons. They're not, you know, guy warriors, you know, fighting on a battlefield. They're much more high-tech. And
yeah.
Even remote battlefield warriors where you get inside a robot and can operate 1,000 miles away. So.
Yes, well, that's the thing of science fiction movies. It becomes reality.
It's already a reality. So it's Southern Korea, Russia, us. I've actually seen the pictures and tech from Russia and from South Korea of what they've developed. And it's like right out of a sci-fi movie. We already have it. It's not like distant future or Blade Runner. We already have these things.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. Plus, they've also been doing genetic engineering to create transhumans from twinning DNA. That's why I'm very concerned. We need to protect humanity and life right from the moment of conception so they don't start creating transhumans.
My concern is growing with the artificial intelligence that we've got popping up all over the planet.
That's more scary than all these other things put together.
It is. And
in fact, Amazon just took over the biometric data from the U.S. government for over, I think, 255 million biometric database. And people don't realize Amazon just another tentacle of the beast. So was all Facebook and Zuckerberg, who launched Libra, this new currency that's a worldwide currency they're going to launch in the fall. And the cryptocurrencies, and a move toward what I call the Virtual World Project, which the primary node is at Schriever Air Force Base in Colorado. The primary node for the actual matrix in the Mark of the Beast system is actually in Colorado, 18 miles east of Colorado Springs and Garbage Dump Road at Falcon, U.S. Missile Defense Command, Space Command, headquarters for the planet.
So what, is it underground there or what?
2 miles underground. I've been taken underground. And when we held the sides of the elevator, it said, hold on to the sides because it was padded, because your feet are going to come off the floor because you're going to fall so fast. And I did. And then you open up like Star Trek and you come out and you're in an underground city.
Was the temperature the same or warmer than when
normal.
You were on the surface?
It was normal.
Right.
It was normal. They got everything, you know. They had, you know, nuclear reactors, air conditioning systems, ventilation. They even had a 440-seat theater run by former Disney execs with a digital theater where they're explaining about the proliferation of nuclear weapons. We sat there through that movie for 40-some minutes. So, you know, people don't realize the trillions of dollars spent on weird stuff.
You'd never realize it just going past the base, though, would you?
No. In fact, most of it's underground. Just like here, we live right beside Pendleton Marine Corps Base. There's more stuff underground than above ground. It's the largest marine base on the planet. Literally, I can look up my patio window right now, and I can see it. It's monstrously big. Monstrously big underground.
Yep.
Amazing show. We need to get back on, Stan. I've got lots of links for you. Everybody listening, you must get EMP Shield. Go to that link. We'll have a link set up so that you can go through our site, too.